Good evening, everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and God bless you. This is Noonday Prayer Ministry. Our pastor is Pastor Franklin Brown, Assistant Pastor Ethel Brown, and I want to thank very much Elder Dorothy Hall for allowing me to speak in these next few minutes. We give honor to God the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. I bless your name, O Lord. I bless your name. I give you glory, O Lord. I honor you. I give praise. I give you adoration. I give you my all. Lord, we bless your name. We will give you glory. We will give you adoration, my Lord, my God. I bless you, Lord. I magnify you because you're worthy and you alone. I'll exalt your name, for your name is holy. Your name is righteous. Your name is Redeemer. Your name is mercy. Your name is everlasting. We will bless your holy name. Your name is wonderful. Your name is Counselor. Your name is the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. Your name is the Prince of Peace. Father in heaven, we come to the throne of grace and mercy. We come in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, Lord. We give you honor. We give you praise. We thank you for your great salvation. We thank you for calling us out of darkness into your marvelous light. We thank you for this very day, Lord. You have allowed us to see another day. You didn't have to, but you did it anyway. We pray, Lord, that you will exemplify Jesus Christ in our lives every day. We pray, Lord, that you will help us as believers to be witnesses in these last days, to tell someone else about Jesus, that he's the Savior of the world, that he's the truth, the life, and no man comes to you except he comes through Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless us. Bless all of thy people everywhere. We say a special prayer for those that are sick and afflicted. Let them know, Lord, that you never leave them nor forsaken them. Let them know, Lord, that you are the great physician. I say a special prayer for my 93-year-old mother who's in the hospital at this time with nervousness. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless her and heal her physical body and bring her back home, so that me and my sister Belinda can continue to take care of her. Now, Lord, be gracious to us. Open up our mind so that we might receive the word that you have given to me to give out at this time in Jesus' name. Call to preach the gospel, not by man, neither by men's, but by God the Father and Jesus Christ, whom raised from the dead. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. The just shall live by faith in the Son of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And how can they hear except they hear from a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? How wonderful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of joy. For the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. If you have your Bibles or any tablet, we ask that you turn with us to the 119th Psalm, verse 18, just one verse. I want to read into your ears, which you are very familiar with, if you are a student of the Bible, as I am. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, as I was in prayer around 3 o'clock in the morning, I asked the Lord what would be the next message that he would want me to preach from his great word. And immediately he gave me Psalms 119, verse 18. And this song is a hymn song. It has 117 verses. And the song is the longest song as well as the longest chapter in the Bible. It is a prayer of one who delights in and lives by the Torah, the sacred law. The Torah is a body of wisdom and law containing in Jewish scriptures. Those are the five books of Moses who have been given credit for those five books. And it reads 119 Psalm, verse 18, read, open thy mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. We know a lot of things about King David. And when we hear the name King David, right away we associate him with Bathsheba and having her husband put on the front line to be killed because of his sinfulness. We think about David. We think about how that Samuel was sent by God to the house of Jesse to anoint David to be king, even while Saul was still king. And of course, Samuel was obedient, and he found David and anointed him to be king over God's people. Yeah, we think about David when we think about that he slew Goliath. We think about David when David numbered the people of Israel, and he sinned it against God. But even in those things, David had some good things about him. The Lord allowed us to see that David was a human being just like us. Now, be mindful that David at that time was under the law, and he did not have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. But yet, we that have the indwelling, sometimes we do those things which are contrary to the word of God. Sometimes we do them willfully, and sometimes we do them unwillfully. We pray, and my prayer is always that God would forgive me for the things I've done, the things that I've seen, and the things that I've thought, to cover all of my unrighteousness. John tell us in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. David was a person that always came back to God for forgiveness. He always asked God to forgive him. In a like manner, we can learn a lot of things from those 150 songs, although David did not write all of those songs. He wrote quite a bit of them. And the Lord was letting me know that actually, in reality, just from the songs alone, I could preach every day for 20 or 25 minutes for a year or more just out of the songs. Any of the message that we as ministers of the gospel teach and preach is only to give you a taste of the heavenly gift of God's word that comes exactly from Him. Because every message can be preached numerous of times. Matthew Henry, in his commentary on Psalm 119, verse 18, this is what he said. There are wondrous things in God's law, not only strange things which are unexpected, but excellent things which are to be valued, and things which were long hid from the wise and the prudent, but are now revealed unto babes. If there were wonders in the law, much more in the gospel. We are by nature blind to the things of God, till His grace calls the seals to fall from our eyes. And the more God opens our eyes, the more wonders we see in the Word of God. Beloved, when David prayed this in 119:18, his request to God was, "Open thy mine eyes." Of course, David could see, so he was not talking about the natural vision, because definitely you have to have that. Or else, if you're blind, you've got to be able to hear God's word or even be able to feel it in print. David wanted that spiritual eyes to be open. He wanted his spiritual eyes to be open because he knew that there was wonderful things out of God's law. David had the five books. Whether he had any other books beside that, I do not know. But he do know from reading it, or either having Samuel or Nathan or one of the other prophets to stand before him and read it and explain it, that wasn't good enough for David. He wanted God to do it. And God will do the same thing for us through His Holy Spirit that lives in us. He will open up our spiritual understanding so that when we read and study His word, He will bless us with His great truth. The Bible declared that God exalted His word above His great name. In David, getting back to him, he did many things that were sinful, as we all do. But we know that we can always go to our Father and ask Him to forgive us. And not only ask Him to forgive us, but to cleanse us and to throw it in a sea of forgiveness and empower us by His word not to continue in those manners of sin that we might be doing. Listen to what David said as his eyes have been opened spiritually. Just a few verses from Psalms 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy mercy, blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from sin. Look what he said in verse 3. He said, "For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sins are ever before me." That's what God wants us to do as believers. We have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The Bible declares in St. John 14 that the Holy Spirit will guide and lead us into all truth. He will convict us when we sin, and He will bring back the word of God to us. God speaks to believers through our spiritual man, through our heart. The devil cannot speak to you, believers, through your spiritual man or through your heart. Jesus said in St. John, the 10th chapter, "My sheep heard me, and a stranger, they will not follow. The devil only have the ability to speak to us through others and to speak to us through our ear. Our ears. You have heard people that have killed people and hurt people and said that something was telling them to do that. It was no more than the devil or his demonic forces. We thank God for his word, because his word give us understanding. So we're not ignorant concerning the things of the devil. We know that we have his boss man in us. People that are not born again cannot fight off the devil. They are prone many times to obey him. But we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. We have discernment. We see him for what he is and for what he's trying to do. The Bible gives us to know that he come to steal, kill, and to destroy. I want us to take a quick look at Nicodemus in St. John, the third chapter. And I will read that. St. John, the third chapter, a few verses about Nicodemus. Here's what it says in starting in verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. And we always have to remember that the Pharisees believed in the resurrection. Paul, the Apostle Paul, was a Pharisee. The Sadducees didn't believe in resurrection and did not believe in angels. The Sadducees did not. Verse 2 says, in St. John, the third chapter, the same came to Jesus by night. I don't care if he came by night or day. To me, it makes no difference. He came anyway. And said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Oh, he was well learned from the scripture. He was a well learned and educated man. But education don't get you into heaven. The only thing that gets you into your heaven is one to confess their sins and accept Jesus Christ as the Son of God. That is the only way. For the Bible tells us in St. John the 14th chapter that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except he comes through me. There are people all over the world, billions of people, and it is said that any given day there's about 7 to 9 billion people on the earth. Many of those people in the billions believe that their way is the right way. But if their way is not according to this gospel, the Bible gives us to know that it's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. Jesus is the only way. I had a friend that passed about 5 weeks ago, and I loved him dearly. I loved him dearly, and I told him on many occasions, and even took him to church, and told him that his body was merely a physical dirt body, that when we die, it goes back to the dust. I told him that God himself, in Genesis, created the body, made the body from the dust. And God breathed into that dusty body. And God released some of himself without losing anything of himself. And he breathed into man the breath of life. And man became a living soul. God breathed into man soul and spirit. Hebrews 4:11. And the only thing that can divide that soul and spirit is the word of God. God will never die. God have no beginning and no ending, and he is from eternity to eternity. Man will never die. Woman will never die because they have their soul and spirit come from God. And it's impossible for them to die. So those that accept Jesus shall live forever with him. And those that reject him, as he did, will spend eternity in a lake of fire until that lake of fire is cast into the lake of fire. It will be in hell until hell is cast into the lake of fire. Verse 3 of the third chapter of St. John, and it reads, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He's talking to Nicodemus. He's talking to everyone everywhere, every human being that was ever born. Nicodemus said unto him, he was a very highly natural-minded, intelligent person, but not spiritual-minded at this time. He did not understand. He meant well. And this is what Nicodemus said unto Jesus. How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time in his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is Jesus talking about here? He's talking about his word, and he is the incarnated word of God. He is talking about the Holy Spirit. How do we know that? Because the Bible let us know that no man can come unto Christ unless he is drawn by the Holy Spirit. The Bible let us know that we as believers, we do the planting and the watering, but it's God that gives the increase, and he gives the increase through God, the Holy Spirit. We are blessed that we are chosen for eternal life before the foundation of the world, simply because God knew every believer that was going to say yes to his son Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Verse 6 says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. Yeah, that flesh going back to the ground. One day it is going back to the dust from whence it come. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. We are born again by the Holy Spirit. When we received the Jesus Christ into our heart, God gave us and sealed us with the Holy Spirit. Now, if God sealed us, and he did, how can you change that? Oh, we might do wrong, but the Bible let us know in Hebrews 12 that God chastised those that do wrong. He chastised those that he loved, and he loves everyone. But the Apostle Peter let us know that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all might come to repentance. God is willing that all will repent and receive Jesus Christ. But at the same time, God know, he have let us know that the way that leadeth to destruction is wide and full, and many therein go in. But the way that leadeth to everlasting life is, the path is narrow, and it's few that findeth it. Jesus said in St. John, the 3rd chapter, verse 7, Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. And he gave an example so that he might be able to somewhat comprehend it. In verse 8, the wind bloweth, and it continued to blow, where it's listed, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it come and whither it go. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. Boy, if I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? David told us many great things from his songs when God had opened up his eyes spiritually that he might be able to see. In Psalm 23, after David's spiritual eyes was opened, he was able to say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Oh, yeah. His eyes was open, and our eyes are open because the Holy Spirit opened our eyes, our blinded eyes. For it says in 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verse 34, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the small g god of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glory gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, shall shine unto them. Believers, we are always to remember that the devil is a liar. We remember that God is the only one that can speak through the channel of our heart. Because if God had allowed the devil to speak through the channel of our heart, we wouldn't know who was speaking to us. But now we know who's speaking to us. That God will only speak through our hearts. He'll speak through others, and he'll speak through his word. But the devil and his demonic forces can only speak through others and speak through our ears. In closing, I want to speak Romans 10, 9 and 10 for anyone who might not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And it says that for all unbelievers, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. May the Lord bless each and every one of you in his holy name. God bless. God bless.